Hello and welcome to episode 28 of This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. Say, have you met my friends, the Screaming Multitudes?
I was on a pedestal, painted red. Hold my hands into the stars. Everything goes pitch black. Lift me up on my arms.
That was Seattle Screaming Multitudes and a song making its podcast debut, Holy Moly. They're going to be playing Thursday the 5th at the Cha-Cha in Seattle, playing alongside Seattle's Real Guy and Seattle's Familiars. Once again, thank you for tuning in to This Week in Seattle Rock. I am your host, Christopher Walken. We have another jam-packed show. We got a total of 25 songs to play off of 17 shows for this week from Thursday, December 5th to Sunday, December 8th. So of those total songs, of course, there's going to be 25 different artists. We have 15 debut songs on the podcast. And of those 15 debut songs, we have 10 artists making their podcast debut. So it's nice to know that there's a lot of artists that want to be on the podcast. And if you have an artist that you want to hear on the podcast, please drop us a note. You can email us at thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. You can also just drop us a voicemail at 206-414-8286. Also encourage you to subscribe to whatever podcast platform you prefer. You can find all the available podcast platforms that we're on at thisweekinseattlerock.com. I think we have a list of like 12 platforms that we're currently on: Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeart, so on and so on. And Google, we're on the Google. So yeah, hit us up, find your platform. You can also, if you so wish, to listen to past episodes at that same location, but it's easier to go to your podcast platform and hit subscribe, and it automatically downloads to you whenever we get an episode up. So, hey, for all the new listeners, let us go over what This Week in Seattle Rock is all about. Here at This Week in Seattle Rock, we feature and hope to help grow the Washington region rock scene. With permission, we play original songs from regional artists that own both the songwriters and the recording copyrights, and are playing shows that upcoming week in Washington. This Week in Seattle Rock, we aim to expose listeners to our strong regional rock scene and get rock artists and tunes heard locally, nationally, and worldwide. We want to guide our listeners to support our venues by going out and seeing local shows, and encourage listeners to be part of the rock economy and support artists monetarily by purchasing their merch, their CDs, and their downloads. Be part of the rock economy by showing our artists that what they produce is of value. And how do you do that? By contributing money. Be part of the economy. It's nice for music to make us all warm and fuzzy and warm and squishy inside, but warm and squishy don't pay their bills, doesn't get them to their next gig, doesn't get them to create new music and be able to record new albums and songs for you. The way that's done, everything costs money. There's a difference between a starving artist and a successful artist, and the difference is, unfortunately, money. Yay, capitalism. Anyway, Friday the 6th at the Shakedown in Bellingham. They got three bands playing up there. They have Bellingham's Them Folks and these next two artists, Bellingham's Lipstitch and Seattle's Action S. Lipstitch is making their podcast debut. Thank you for coming aboard, Lipstitch. This is their song, Holding On.
We try to control all the things that we don't know. And we try to control all the things that we do.
Tell me when.
podcast favorite Actionettes and their song Menace. They're going to be performing with Bellingham's Them Folks and Bellingham's Lipstitch Friday the 6th at the Shakedown in Bellingham. Friday the 6th at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline. Hey, it's Tom and Kathy's anniversary party. How about that? Do you know Tom and Kathy? Neither do I. Hey, happy anniversary, Tom and Kathy. So they got four bands playing for them at their anniversary party up at Daryl's. Calgary's The 427s, Seattle's The One Uppers, Portland's Satan's Pilgrims is coming up, and this band, Seattle's Destroyers. And here we have another song making its podcast debut. This is the Destroyers song, Matador. Destroyers out of Seattle with their song Matador, playing along with Calgary's The 427s, Seattle's One Uppers, and Portland's Satan's Pilgrims at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline Friday the 6th at Tom and Kathy's anniversary party. At the Black Lab Gallery in Everett Friday the 6th. And here we have another party, Nicole and Anna's birthday. Yay, Nicole and Anna! All they want for their birthday is to fill the Black Lab Gallery with people who love music and want to celebrate the start of December. There will be food available at the event. They invite you to come get your tamale and taco on with the Las Tamales food truck. So there's food. Who's playing the venue? Well, look at that. We have Seattle's Astor House, Everett's I Will Keep Your Ghost, And this band, Everett's Narrow Tarot. Hey, it's a debut artist for the podcast. Welcome aboard, Narrow Tarot. This is their song, I Just Been Wanting You.
Gotta let your heart moan. your heart moan.
That was Seattle's Astor House, their song, The Heart Moan. They'll be playing the Black Lab Gallery Friday the 6th, along with Everett's I Will Keep Your Ghost, and the band that you heard kick off this double shot, Everett's Narrow Tarot. Hey, let's stay up in Everett. Friday the 6th at Tony V's Garage, they're going to have Seattle's Communal 40, Seattle's Twisting Fate, Tacoma's Fallen Kings, and this band, Everett's End Status. This is their song, Theta.
I went out to find a life in freedom and all that was left aside. I found myself upon this beaten path I made.
Another song making its podcast debut, that's N Status's song Theta, playing Friday the 6th at Tony V's Garage up in Everett, along with Seattle's Communal 40, Seattle's Twisting Fate, and Tacoma's Fallen Kings. So what's going down at the Victory Lounge in Seattle Friday the 6th? I'll tell you what's going down. Three bands are going down. Seattle's Dead Harbors, Seattle's Good Job, and Seattle Tacoma's Midnight Movie. This is their demo. Take your advice.
I finally took your advice. I started making changes, and I know it's not much, but at least I'm getting to bed on time instead of watching TV. Those infomercials you said were boring, but I can hardly sleep without mindless company.
Advice from Seattle Tacoma's Midnight Movie. playing alongside Seattle's Dead Harbors and Seattle's Good Job, Friday the 6th at the Victory Lounge in Seattle. So much going on Friday. Here's another show at the Substation in Seattle. Show's going to open up with Seattle's Shark Legs, Seattle's Herb and Jellyfish, Seattle's Of the Heavy Sun, and Seattle's Blade Palace. So of these bands, we're going to play a triple shot of Herb and Jellyfish, Of the Heavy Sun, and Blade Palace. Herb and Jellyfish is making their podcast debut. Welcome aboard, Herb and Jellyfish. This is their song, Self-Cherishing.
Thank you.
Tone Deaf from Seattle's Blade Palace, another band making their artist debut. Welcome aboard, Blade Palace. Before that, you heard Of the Heavy Sun's No Way Out. This is their single release party. Oh, I should say, this is also Blade Palace's EP release show. A single release from Of the Heavy Sun, and then an EP release from Blade Palace. So kicking off this triple shot was Herb and Jellyfish and their song, Self-Cherishing. Again, that's all going down at the substation in Seattle, Friday the 6th. So Friday the 6th at the High Dive in Fremont in Seattle, we have four bands playing the High Dive. Seattle's The Hasslers will be playing, along with these three next artists, all of which are making their artist debuts on the podcast. All the Real Girls, Everson Pines, and the Mondegreens. So let's kick off this triple shot with All the Real Girls, Rob Me Blind.
You're the best to ever do it, and worst of all, you knew it. You never had a lot to say, but you found the words somehow. They roll right off your lips, and slide right down to your fingertips. I wasn't much to look at then, and I ain't much better now. But you love me.
Blind. I really didn't. to you bitching and then coming back home. It was 1981. Your acid wash jeans, my eyes they stung. And I'm tired of you coming home drunk on a Tuesday. You say you wanna move to New York City, but compared to you, they're ugly girls are pretty. You say you wanna go it alone. Didn't you always come right back home? It's 1984. You're passed out naked on my bathroom floor, and you didn't wake up sunny afternoon. You remember graduation, your skinny short skirt caused such a big sensation. Our auntie, she called you a whore. You said, listen here, I ain't drinking anymore. Train in search of a room. Gonna check out a neighborhood that is new. It's been here 100 years. It's only new to you. Be careful now, but please be still. 45 sweet goodbyes on you. Told his lies, and where do you come from? I don't have a hometown, but I can make one now. It had shattered glass and a little cigarette of blood. So be careful now, please be still.
Thank you. matches and too much dry wood.
From Chino, California, now working out of Seattle, that's the Mondegreens and their song Bridges. Welcome to the podcast, Mondegreens. Before that, you heard Everson Pines out of Seattle with their song Please Be Still. Welcome aboard, Everson Pines. And then to kick off that triple shot, you heard Seattle's All the Real Girls with their song Rob Me Blind, again making their podcast debut also. All of which will be playing with Seattle's The Hasslers Friday the 6th at the High Dive in Fremont. Continuing on Friday the 6th at the Sunset in Seattle, we got three bands playing that night, Seattle's Quid Quo, Seattle's Kinski, and this podcast favorite, Seattle's Beverly Crusher. This is their song, Pills. From Seattle's Beverly Crusher, playing alongside Seattle's Quid Quo and Seattle's Kinski, Friday the 6th at the Sunset in Seattle. So let's go on down to White Center. Let's go on down to Rat City at the Southgate Roller Rink. They're playing more music and skating shows on a regular basis. So yes, Friday, go listen to live music and roller skate. We have three bands playing that night. Seattle's Biblioteca, Seattle's Low Hums, and Seattle's Moon Palace. Hey, look at that. Two more artists making their podcast debut, Seattle's Low Hums and Seattle's Moon Palace. Let's start this triple shot with Seattle's Biblioteca and their song 1234. That was Seattle's Moon Palace and their song Shadowcast. Welcome to the podcast, Moon Palace. And Seattle's Low Hums Cosmic Fruit, you heard before that. Welcome to the podcast, Low Hums. And then to kick off that triple shot was Seattle's Biblioteca, all playing Friday the 6th at the Southgate Roller Rink in White Center. So go down there and roller skate and listen to some live tunes. Friday the 6th at the Clockout Lounge in Seattle. Three artists will be flipping the bill there. Seattle's Intisar, and from Billings, now stationed in Seattle, the Betsy Olson Band. And then Tacoma's Stephanie Ann Johnson and the High Dogs. This is going to be a CD release show for Stephanie Ann Johnson and the High Dogs. Opening the show will be Seattle's Intisar. This is her song making its podcast debut, Dracula.
I can't.
Ciel's Intisar and her song making its podcast debut, Dracula, playing alongside Seattle's Betsy Olsen Band and Tacoma's Stephanie Ann Johnson and the High Dogs. And this is a CD release show for Stephanie Ann Johnson and the High Dogs at the Clock Out Lounge in Seattle, Friday the 6th. So, how about Spokane on Friday? Well, there's a show at the Big Dipper. It's the Free For All Volume 5. If you're in Spokane, you can see Spokane's Sovereign Citizen and the Nonprofits, Spokane's Sivilance, Spokane's Still We Rise, and Spokane's Elephant Gun Riot. Opening up that show will be Sovereign Citizen and the Nonprofits. This is their song, That's Why I Drink.
I lie to myself about what I can know. It's not that I'm ignorant, I just know so many things that ain't so. And I'll teach them to you, and I'll teach them for free. You can tell that I'm wrong by the way I disagree. Great Barry won't point me down. Question myself, all the things I believe. Live in a chamber of echoes, tell me just what to think. But I might not be right, but I don't care. I just feign an interest.
That's Why I Drink, from Sovereign Citizen and the Nonprofits, playing alongside Sivilance, Still We Rise, and Elephant Gun Riot at the Big Dipper in Spokane. That is the show Free For All, Volume 5, Friday the 6th. Staying on the eastern side of the mountains, Saturday the 7th at Wally's House of Booze in Wenatchee. Opening the show will be Wenatchee's The Nightmares. East Wenatchee's Not All There will be there. And then ending up the night will be Renton's Ball Bag. This is their fun song, We Should Get a Divorce.
Kids are gone, so am I. When the kids are gone, so am I. should get a divorce.
Get a Divorce from Renton's Ball Bag, playing Saturday the 7th at Wally's House of Booths in Wenatchee with Seattle's The Nightmares and East Wenatchee's Not All There. I have not made it to the Anchor Pub in Everett, but here's a good reason to go up there Saturday the 7th. Camino Island's Goat Shack is opening the night, playing alongside Washington's Half a Shadow and Everett's No Such Season. This is Half a Shadow's song, Take Me, making its podcast debut. We'll be right back. Half a Shadow and a song making its podcast debut, Take Me, playing alongside Camino Island's Goat Shack and Everett's No Such Season, Saturday the 7th at the Anchor Pub in Everett. Saturday the 7th at the Fremont Mischief Distillery, you can go see Villain Plays the Victim, and this is their song making its podcast debut, Wire. Villain Plays the Victim and their song making its podcast debut, Wire, playing Saturday the 7th at the Fremont Mischief Distillery. So after you go to church, Sunday the 8th, you can go up to the High Line in Seattle. And there you're going to catch these three hard rockin' bands, Seattle's Eye of Nyx, along with touring band Denver's, another one I don't know how to pronounce. I'm going to say Chemis, K-H-E-M-M-I-S. Chemis? I am not that cool to know. But in between there, you're going to see Seattle's Witch Ripper, and this is their song, The Witch.
Lost!
The Witch from Seattle's Witch Ripper, playing Sunday the 8th at the Highline in Seattle, along with Seattle's Eye of Nyx and Denver's Chemist. Sunday the 8th at Curlew's Cellars in Seattle. This is a band making its artist debut here on the podcast. This is Seattle's Iris Drive and the song, If I. Making their podcast debut, that was Seattle's Iris Drive and their song, If I. They're going to be playing Sunday the 8th at the Curlew Cellars in Seattle. Okay, that was a lot of stuff. So, just so you know, I am recording this at a Roadway Inn in Wenatchee because, hey, football, turkeys, and holidays, and Seahawks viewing parties at Daniel's, yeah, and work stuff. So, yeah, I'm recording this in a hotel room. Yay, I'm staying the night in Wenatchee. We're setting Marcy up to come back onto the podcast. She's been busy with life, you know. And pretty soon we'll probably have another surprise for you guys. So stay tuned and you get to hear the dulcet tones of Marcy once again. Hey, subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends nationwide if you can. Let them know this is something you're interested in. This is the Seattle Sound. This is the rock we have going on in our area. And be proud of this. Be proud of what we have. Share what we have. Don't be stingy. Don't be keeping it. Don't be a Scrooge. Share this music. Share the rock with the world if you can. Especially if you have friends overseas. Make sure they know and hear the variety of rock that we have. And we have something for everybody. And it's all quality stuff. Very good bands moving into this area because of the great scene. So thank you for listening. And now and forevermore, rock on.